What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Yes, we're back. We're on a little hiatus. Things got crazy.
Howdy.
Life happened. But we all made it, and I am here with Cookie.
Hi.
And Ray the Guitar Guy.
We are back in black.
What up? Watch your mouth.
So we are back ready to get things rolling. We've got an interesting show. We've got some influence on this show, I would say. A lot of things going on. One of them is completely unimportant, but we wanted to see if it was real or bullshit. So we have three Impossible Whoppers here in front of us.
Ta-da!
And we're going to go ahead and try these bad boys out and, you know, kind of see if they stack up and, you know, if they actually do taste like a real burger. So that all of us aren't chewing in your ear at once, I think we'll go ahead and try it one at a time, so or two at a time, whichever. The guitar guy's already getting down.
I'm kidding.
Wait for us, bitch.
It's me. I want meat in my mouth. Oh, wait, that's you.
That's right.
Sorry, you can go first.
What else is new? So, yeah, so Burger King's had this thing out for a while, this Impossible Burger. It's supposed to be as close to meat as you can possibly get. Without actually having any animal products in it. So, Cookie, what do you...
Wait a minute. Are you telling me there is no semen in my burger?
Well, it's Burger King, so there might be.
Okay, that's good.
But I guess that's true for Wendy's, McDonald's, Carl's Jr., Taco, pretty much any fast food where you piss them off at the drive-thru.
I mean, there's white stuff in there.
It's manch. Well, didn't you order yours with an extra side of manch?
And a side of zesty.
A mayonnaise?
Yes, mayonnaise.
Some of Caesar's dressing?
Oh, how is Caesar?
So Cookie hasn't... Cookie's, I guess, going to be our...
Badass to try it.
No, like a hybrid group, right? Because Cookie stopped eating
red meat and pork.
Right, a while back, right? So,
yeah.
When's the last time you had a hamburger before now?
Like a legit meat hamburger. 2015.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I would have shot myself by now.
I salute you.
Yeah, I've had the fake kind.
What about you, guitar guy?
I actually haven't had it in a good couple months, but it's a newly acquired thing. I'm struggling.
It's hard.
It's hard. Not getting
You know what helps? Swallowing.
Not getting my meat is hard.
Yeah.
It's a hard thing to swallow.
Not getting your meat makes me hard too.
So you guys go ahead and give it a shot. Try
that shit.
I'll let you guys guinea pig it, and then I'll go ahead and give mine a shot. So I learned this on the Food Network. You can't, like, take too big of a bite, because then you look like an asshole trying to talk with your mouth full of food. But since there's already an asshole talking, then you can take a bigger bite.
Hey, I guess that's the point.
What was that? Huh?
The rule is one asshole chewing to one asshole talking. I guess that's the ratio, the way you
kind of... Have you been watching me in the bedroom?
No, but your fiance talks a lot.
Oh, you need to keep his mouth shut.
What did he say about
it? I didn't hear you saying that like 2 weeks ago when you said, honey, when you come home, the pillow cleans are going to be fresh, pressed, and washed, ready for your biting pleasure.
Look at you quoting my words every time.
It's kind of hard not to when they're that funny.
I try. It's not bad. The texture's really not meat, though.
All right, guitar guy, what do you think? He doesn't look happy.
There's only so many fries you can put in to cover it up.
It's not bad.
Right? But it's not meat. Like, you can tell it's not meat.
No, I've had my share of meat.
All right.
Okay, but no, seriously. All gay jokes aside, I mean, you could taste its imitation meat.
All right, let me give it a shot. Let's see. That's interesting. It's got you could taste the charbroiler flavor, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
At least it kept that. Overall, it tastes like lies and the tears of children. But
that's why I like it so much.
That's the positive part.
But they're close. I mean, It's not bad. Mm-mm. You guys are right. If, like, honestly, if it was in an AMPM wrapper or, like, a Circle K wrapper, like, I would be... I would think it was, like, whatever their real meat is that they use there. Probably rat or some shit.
Yum.
But, no, I think...
Wait, this isn't rat?
It is rat.
Oh, okay, cool.
I mean... It could be. I mean, for all we know, like, we don't
know. Is rat a mammal?
You know? They told us we weren't going to get any diseases after we get vaccinated, and that still happened.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you know would go great with coronavirus? Lyme disease.
Oh, man. When's a dad joke? When does a dad joke become a dad joke? When it becomes a parent?
When does a dead joke become a dad joke?
When it becomes Kobe Bryant?
Oh! Ayo.
So, I don't know. I 1 to 10. Like I said, it wasn't terrible. I gave it like a 6.5 at best.
Does that half merely make a difference?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's a difference between graduating the 8th grade and having to repeat it again with Pepper.
Hey!
So, I don't know. What do you guys think? Overall rating?
I think I'm almost done.
I'm going to give it a full number, not that half, because I didn't have to redo 8th grade with an idiot, especially one named Pepper.
Tell us how you really feel about her.
Actually, I'm kidding. I do care about her. Kind of. But anyways, I give it like a 5.
All right.
Mmm.
Cookie?
Sorry.
It's all right. I'm going to put this up to the side for right now.
As a non-red meat eater and being able to try numerous veggie burgers, that's probably like a 7 or an 8.
Really?
Yeah. The only thing that was like a little off for me was the texture, like the consistency.
Right. Yeah.
But the taste was there, and that's what's most important. If maybe it was a little firmer, like my husband tells me.
I hate when they say that. Deeper. Yeah. You know what? Fuck you. If I could go deeper, I would. You don't hear me screaming tighter, tighter. Like,
yeah, seriously. So, like, maybe a little bit firmer, it would have been higher. But all in all, not bad. My fat ass finished that real quick. And it golds a hole.
Next time, on a real note, I'm going to make you my veggie burger. It's going to be really good.
I'll pass. Oh. Sorry.
Wow.
I'm going to get some water.
Wow. All right. I'll remember that. When you're hungry and you come around.
Oh, thank you. Oh, wow.
You're welcome. Yeah, I keep it next to the alcohol just in case I run out of ice.
Don't be coming around my place at 3 a.m. asking for a veggie patty.
I'm not allowed to have
coffee, too. And see, this is the... You know what? You know what I should start doing is I should just mic the whole room. That way we can, like, walk around and it'll still sound like we're sitting here. Mm-hmm. There's all this music gear here. We may as well use it.
That's how this whole thing got started.
The Chronicles aren't going to mind. They're not even here.
Did you know we're half the Chronicles? So, I mean... We're half the Chronicles. So, I don't think it matters what the other two think. I mean...
Hey, guys, just say it's cool. That it's not cool if we use your mics. Didn't hear anything.
You're good.
Like BoJack Horseman and Mom, knock once if you if you loved me. He said it's at the funeral.
That episode was hilarious.
Oh, man. Great, great show. Like, I'm excited that they're still going to be doing it. Looking forward to like more of their episodes. So we're going to go ahead and shift gears here.
On the topic of meat.
and its placement. So we, if you guys remember a couple episodes back, we had Kalik Scott from the Leak Podcast come on, talk a little bit about what they do. Hopefully you guys have been checking them out as well. Like a really great show, a good format. Love the Simpsons theme. If you haven't seen it, check them out on YouTube. They have clips on Instagram. The set is just absolutely incredible. Looks like the Simpsons living room. So, you know, big props to them for putting in all that, you know, design effort and making it look like that. But more importantly, they have this topic or segment rather on their show, and it's called Talk to Me Nice. So basically a caller leaves a voicemail and then they discuss the voicemail on the show. And this last installment of this segment had a question that was really right up our alley. So what we're going to do
That's what he said.
Wait, is it the one I left when I got drunk over in Hollywood that one time?
No, 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 not that one. Not that one.
This is the one your mom left.
Oh, shit. Mom.
Every time.
Every time you embarrass me with my friends.
So we're going to go ahead and play the clip for you just so you you can hear the question. And then we'll go ahead and give you our feedback.
Yeah, man, let's take the first phone call.
One thing I really, really want to talk about, well, obviously not me, because it's not my goddamn podcast, however, is sex in relationships, right? So, for example, if I have a boyfriend and we live together, or a partner, whatever the hell you want to call it, and I'm sleeping and I'm exhausted, and he tries to wake me up and act like it's my responsibility to take care of him because he's fucking horny at 3 a.m., but I'm dead ass asleep in my third dream having a great time. I feel like that
it is your responsibility.
It is not my responsibility. Like, yo, you got two hands. I got two hands, and I use them as I please, when needed, as needed. So I would love to get a perspective of the boundaries of that, like who's responsible.
Okay, so those are the kinds of questions single women ask. Am I wrong?
You know, I feel like I'm in an episode of Sex and the City, which I love, by the way.
So
really?
So, well,
I'm a 36-year-old gay man. Of course, I love Sex and the City.
Not the Sex and the City.
Check
part.
Yourself. Check yourself.
I'm saying I don't think she reminds me of anyone from Sex and the City.
She's kind of a Miranda.
Maybe you might be right.
She was a little bitchy, wasn't she?
A little bitchy? I can give you 24 things wrong with what she said.
Well, you know what?
Yes, it's your responsibility.
Going to say, let's get into that. So let's go ahead and break down the conversation or the question. Right off the bat, exactly what Cookie said. Is it your responsibility? I would say unless you want them going somewhere else to get it. Probably, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is.
You can. I mean, she's not the only woman in the world.
Yeah, and then I mean, to be so selfish, I get it. You're sleeping, you're tired, but it's she just sounds so full of herself, which that's all he was trying to do, just fill himself with her.
And it's not like he was asking her to do the work. If you notice, the question is like, he just wakes me up, but what if he doesn't wake you up? You know, then is it
she's
then okay?
She's
going
to get all pissy in the morning. Why didn't you wake me?
Yeah, a lot of, you know, there is a lot of that goes around that happens. That, oh, yeah, wake me up when we get home so we can, you know, fucking get it on. And then you fucking wake him up. What the fuck are you waking me up for? Why is it so late? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, this is what we're going to do. We're going to argue tonight. So,
Can I take a stance on this?
Go for it.
So, I'm on his side. Yes, it is her responsibility, but... And I use the term "butt" loosely. Get it?
Because you're
just
loose.
You should do, huh?
Because your butt's loose.
No, it's tight. It's the only thing on me that's tight.
I was gonna make a gay joke, but
it's
fuck
used
it.
For shitting. And that's it. Nothing goes in there. Nothing goes in there. Is he could just simply ask her, like she's sleeping, babe, just tap her ever so slightly, babe, babe, baby, babe, babe, babe. Can we fuck? And like, all he has to do is take one hand, put it on each side of her head, and just do a nodding motion, and that's consent. That is a yes. That is a yes. In the state of California, views that as consent. She said yes. And then just have your fun.
So
I believe she doesn't have to be awake. It sounds like she probably ruins it when she is awake.
So is that borderline Cosby or no?
No. So, you know what? I think it's important here to mention that there's methodologies in play here. There's also situational awareness that could come into play as well as approach. And if you listen to the whole segment, it's like a 12-minute segment. We only heard like the first, you know, like a minute and a half, which was the question. Their cast goes on to talk about, like, it's there's a lot in the approach, and
yes,
and yeah, I get it. It does have something to do with it. It just depends on like the situation and like you know what's readily available to you. So like, why don't we break it down like this? We'll cover like the methodologies first.
Methodology speaking,
mm-hmm.
She's like, he should just imply the Laurel and Hardy like method. Who's on first? I am, bitch. I'm on first. She doesn't even have to be awake for it.
And the thing is, it's like when she said responsibility, I'm like, responsibility, it's like, I don't, that's a...
It's not a baby or a bar bill. Right? No one's responsible for it.
Right, right. And the thing is, Kalik said, this is a relationship, it's supposed to be a two-way street. I'm supposed to be here for you, you're supposed to be here for me. You know, I'm here for you, you know, when you're awake too, but even when you're asleep, you're supposed to still be there for me, and, you know, I'm trying to get it in right now. So, you know, like, if you don't want to, you know, if the other person wants to do it bad enough, and you're just going to lay there, they'll find a way to make it work. Believe me, it's happened to me, and I've done it plenty of times, so it's... They'll make it work, believe me. And it's not like, it's not just men. I've woken up to, you know, a few women helping themselves in the middle of the night when I was passed out. But
right?
Wait, women?
Yes, women.
Women?
Women. Multiple. Cookie. Not woman, women. Women. Every time.
Just like in Big Mouth. Yes, girls are horny too.
I mean, what? Wait, hold on. What?
And so yeah, I think it's I don't think responsibility is the right word, and I think it put it in a really like negative like connotation when she said it like that. I think it's more of not a responsibility, but it's something that's in your better interest to do to keep your partner pleased. Otherwise, they, you know, like, lest they go looking somewhere else for it. So, I don't know, like, there's, say you're in that situation, and that's what, you know, you're trying to make happen, and I don't know, say, they are awake. We'll take, for the first methodology, let's say they are awake, at least in somewhat. You got two people that want something, right?
Yep.
He, you know, the partner wants to go to sleep, or wants to sleep. The other partner wants to get laid. There's got to be a compromise somewhere in between. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so we call this the Weinstein method. You know, both people end up negotiating and getting what they want immediately. Only one partner is going to go and complain about it 10 years later.
You have the Oscar. Stop crying.
I didn't hear you complaining when you were being a pillow princess or prince and didn't have to move, and I just did all the work, and then you got to go back to sleep.
Right?
But now you want to bring it up like 10 years later.
Typical.
Sounds like my ex-girlfriend.
You know, I guess there's pros to the Weinstein method, but like there's other drawbacks, where the drawback is like this. The negotiation, like it,
yeah.
You have to spend the negotiating time, so that's kind of a drag, and like it tends to kill the mood. So, but if you're really good at negotiation and you can make that happen really fast, then you know, like it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, just on a personal note, the fact that she's being so complaintive and whiny about it, I feel like she's already checked out of the relationship, because I've been woken up at that time, as I would imagine, guitar guy and jester. And it's like, if you're real, you could be in a relationship for like a month, a year, years down the road. And it's like, you both win. You both get something out of it. Like, mm-hmm.
Right.
Take the 15, 20 minutes, hour, whatever, and then go back to bed. Stop crying.
Yeah.
It's as easy as that.
Exactly. And if you want, and if you're the type that likes to be more conscious of your partner's, you know, desire to sleep, well, we have another methodology that might be for you.
Go on.
This one consists of basically being a sexual ninja and like kind of getting it in whether they know you were there or not.
Whoa, is there jizz inside me? Yeah, there is.
What How did that happened? Get there?
When isn't there jizz inside you?
Exactly. So, you know, we like to call this the Cosby methodology. You know, you're in, you're out before they know what happened.
Before
everybody's
the
happy.
Pops.
And, you know, some people actually quite enjoy and thank their partners for doing things like so, so discreetly that they can continue to sleep and, you know, that they can still be there to support their partner.
It's just being thoughtful. It's just being compassionate
it's just
and caring.
Laying there and taking it like a champ.
Yeah. Jeez.
You know, what's the drawback if you're the one that's sleeping? You don't have to wake up. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to move around. Like, I'm sure it's going to feel good for you, too, at some point. Like, it did for me. Like,
just for the record, I feel like every relationship I've ever been in, usually the girls are like, well, that was amazing. And I'm just like, yeah, like, you know, it was amazing for me, too. She's like, really? She's like, because I felt like you did all the work. And I'm just like, I'm going to be modest. I'm like, no, you did some stuff, too. But in the back of my head, I was like,
you know what? I heard that.
I feel like I did do all the work today.
And here's the difference. Like, I've heard that before. This one girl, it was probably in my early 20s. Same thing. That was amazing. I felt like you did all the work. I'm like, that's why it was amazing.
You're welcome.
I don't think.
Would you like another one?
You know what I mean? Like, I don't need a medal, but a fucking
if you had
thanks,
one, that would be nice.
But a fucking thank you would be nice.
Now turn over.
Daddy's not done yet.
You gonna learn today.
You gonna learn.
So, you know, and one of the things that she did say was kind of like, I don't know if you necessarily want to take it there, was that comment about you got two hands, do it yourself, or like, you know, if it's me, I got vibrators, do it myself. I'm like, yeah, and that like brings us to the outsourcing methodology.
That always works. Always works.
I mean, you know, guitar guy, what do you...
Supply and demand.
Supply and demand, yeah, that's true. I don't know. I mean, DR 50-50, yeah, I mean... So I work overnight, and there's been times where, you know, girls come over during the day, and I'm tired as fuck. I'm not gonna lie to you. So
that's why
agree.
You didn't answer the door.
That's why I never answered the door. So that's stop showing up at my house at 3 p.m. That's like my 3
I'm not gonna make any promises I know I'm not gonna keep.
Anyways, so I do understand that I do have two hands myself, I guess. But at the same time, I mean, it's there. I mean, so it's not, I know that sounds very douchebaggy, but, so you're going to tell me you'd rather me just kind of like, hey, let me pull out my phone, go on Pornhub, kind of, throw on my AirPods, I guess, and just kind of start going at it? That's not creepy.
Right? I mean, I don't know,
when you're right there next to me? I mean, if no's a no, I mean, don't get me wrong, but at the same time... Let's think about that.
One of us is still going to have a happy ending. The other one is going to have a crusty pillow.
Yeah.
It's one and the same where I'm from. But then have any of you outsourced to, like, other venues other than the one you're lying next to?
Like a $50 hooker?
No. Guitar guy? What's your take on this?
Busted!
Okay, so... I must give you a short story.
Side note, Jester, did you like my segue?
That was a good one.
Yes.
So, we're going to learn today how vegetarians can go real fast into hookers.
Yeah.
So,
it's a gateway food.
Who knows? Maybe as soon as we're done eating this Impossible Burger, I'm going to go pick up a hooker right now. Who knows?
And have a Burger Impossible.
Have a different kind of meat in my mouth tonight, I guess.
Get your shots. Get your shots.
So, started trying this new whole, trying to not go completely vegetarian, just trying to eat healthier. So I'm just exploring the vegetarian diet more, just trying to get my greens in, man. So girl on Facebook hits me up and is like, hey, like, follow me on Instagram, like, you're a really cool guy, blah blah blah. And I'm just like, oh, awesome, for sure. So on there she's just talking about, like, oh, like, her cats, her dogs, how she loves animals, smoking pot. And I was like, awesome, dude, we could get along. And then she came out that she's vegetarian. I was like, oh, cool. So her life is just unraveling. And I was like, oh, cool. She's like, on her story, hey, let's meet up and hang out. I was like, awesome. I was like, cool. Hey, I just started trying this whole vegetarian diet. She's like, awesome. She's like, how do you feel about it? I was like, oh, yeah, dude, I want to try it out. Maybe you can show me some places. She's like, yeah, I can show you some places. She's like, hey, so this meetup, though, after that, costs $50 an hour. And I was like, wait, what?
You're like, bitch, I just gave up meat. I ain't gonna pay for your shit.
I was like, okay. Uh-huh. So then after that, I was like, wait. And I was like, wait, what do you mean? She's like, so I don't mean meetups by like a date. I mean meetups as in like we're gonna fuck. And I'm just like, oh, well, no thanks. Like, I'm cool with
that. That's a hard pass.
That is a hard pass. But just to make sure that I made the right choice, we did have a... What is the word? I did propose it to all of you. If I missed out, I did not.
You did not miss out. You missed out on absolutely nothing.
$50. When did Kirkland open a brothel?
Seriously.
And we saw the picture. It was just like, yeah. It looked like you were paying by the pound.
You know that, like, if you looked up the term meh in, like, the dictionary, she'd be right there. Meh.
That one is right for, like, the Reddit roast sections.
Yes. I mean, $50? Really?
The dictionary?
Yeah.
So, long story
And the fact that she scouted you out, like, is business that bad for her that she has to troll people on the internet?
True. True.
I'm the victim.
I mean, called me old school, but why don't you stand outside a club like they used to? Earn your money. Earn your money.
You know what? I do feel victimized. You're right. Yeah. I feel like my personal space has been violated.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I think I should be compensated free sex. I demand a voucher.
Oh, she was going to voucher you all right. Voucher you real good. $50 worth of voucher.
You mean devour. Devour.
What's the difference? What's the difference? No, really, I don't know. I didn't graduate high school. What's the difference?
I think she plans on eating me whole.
Oh, eating your whole. Eating your whole.
Eating me whole.
Yeah, well, you lost me.
Well, she is a vegetarian. I mean, isn't toast and salad part of that?
I know. Yeah.
So, so to conclude your story, you were going to say?
I said no. I passed because, I mean... Don't get me wrong, I've never gotten a hooker, never really planned on it, I never had to pay for sex, that's for sure.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
It's not something you pay for by the pound, just for future reference.
It's something I never paid for in general.
And that's coming from a pretty beefy guy, like, yeah, you shouldn't have to pay for that shit.
Exactly.
What is this, the meat deli?
She wishes.
Charging by the pound here. All right, let's go to Ralph's and they'll put you on the scale. Let's see how much you're really worth.
She's like a 50-50, not even an 80-20 of like ground beef. Most of that shit is fat. I'm just kidding. That's so fucked up.
but you're not wrong though.
But yeah, that's to conclude that. I don't think there's ever been a moment where I've had to pay for sex.
And you shouldn't have to.
Yeah, right. I feel like even if it's money or even in consequences. Like a child,
ooh,
from a 3 a.m. booty call, from your baby daddy, Pepper. Oh, whoops, did I say that too loud? I'm sorry.
Not loud enough, I couldn't hear you.
Pepper.
Oh, okay.
And so that's a prime example of the Cosby methodology, or situational awareness, which we'll get into in just a second. So the fourth, common... methodology here that can be used or pulled into play, if you will, is what Cookie touched on earlier, and it's called the puppet master methodology. Cookie, would you care to elaborate?
So, I am all about consent. I'm not one to just take something that isn't mine without asking. I was raised Catholic, somewhat still practicing, so...
That means he swallows.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Go on.
I'm sorry, go on.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I was just sitting here being fucking Captain Obvious.
I just envisioned two hours from now what I'm going to be doing. So... I like to ask before. I don't just take. So with that being said, I loosely touched on this 10-15 minutes ago. Consent can be something as easy as turning to your sleepy partner, asking, can we fuck? Getting one hand on one side of the head, getting one hand on the other, and just a simple nod. Let's see. There you go. That is a yes. That is a yes to me. That is a yes to them. That is a yes. And with that being said, you can do whatever the fuck you want because they said yes.
And by what whatever the fuck you want, he means butt sex.
Butt sex.
Butt sex.
Or just playing with the ding-a-ling, you know? Like, whatever you feel like doing. Or you don't have to wake up.
Or maybe you're a freak and you're in defeat. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the benefits of
kitty cat toes. Only my husband will know that.
It's one of the benefits of coma sex.
Yes.
If you're into weird shit like feet, it doesn't matter. They're not going to really tell anybody.
It really doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Long story short, consent is consent, and a nice little head nod is yes enough for me. Oh, okay, cool. Let's get this started.
So, public service announcement: we need that shooting star fucking gift.
The more you know.
Yeah. Yeah. There's got to be a way to get that. If any of you guys know out there how to do that, hit us up. Let us know. We're going to use the shit out of it. We'll give you credit.
Yes, we will. So, yeah, like I said, as long as they say yes, I am going to sought out consent. But, I mean, a simple head nod, like a little groggy. Something like that, you know? Cool.
I thought you were going to say search out sodomy.
Uh-huh. What?
Maybe, you know.
That sounds like a band name, Search Out Sodomy.
Our first single drops in October.
Everything but sex.
It's called O-Ring.
So, yeah, with all that being said, as long as you can get them to, like, slightly agree, they're on board. They want it. You know they want it.
And it's special double points if you can use one hand to nod their head.
Oh, yeah.
That's.
I think I've done that. Maybe, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know what? I think, and I know this is going to sound really, really fucking weird. I hardly ever say this. And I'm not sure I want to say it on recording, but I guess I'm going to. It's hard to get the words out. I agree with Pepper. Yeah, that was really weird to say.
I didn't think I can lose so much respect in 1 second.
I didn't think I could lose that much respect for myself, but
I'm very curious to hear what you're going to say.
Okay.
The following, I will give you a chance of redemption.
And it goes back to, I guess, the Cosby methodology and the end result of her getting pregnant as a result of, you know, using the Cosby methodology. It's... I get what Cookie's saying about consent. What if you took that as, like, a blanket approval?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you just gotta... It's just... thumbs up for the first time, but then every time after that, it's just kind of like, you know, business as usual.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and just think about all the times you have done it. Like, you learn. Like, so as a teenager, you just ask your parents, can I borrow the car and go out? You're not going to tell them where you're going, but you're asking for the approval so you can go. Whatever happens, happens. It's the same thing. Right. You're living with your partner, wife, boyfriend, whatever. You guys are living together. You know these situations are going to arise, so they have to be aware, like, this could potentially happen. I mean, you're not going to go into detail when you're trying to wake them, saying like, oh, I'm going to lick your asshole, suck your big toe, and then like just nut in your face. But something's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean,
I'll thank you not to give away my smoothest lines, please.
Oh, sorry, sorry, sorry. The book comes out in April.
And the book is called
Everything Smooth Operator, The Diaries of Jester.
Everything But Sex by Jesta.
Coast to Coast, LA to Chicago.
It's just it's a working title we're playing with.
Yeah. Speaking of playing with it, guitar speaking guy? Of,
always playing with it. Wait, yes.
Playing the G string and the key of all up in you.
Speaking of, I suppose, on that subject, I don't know. I understand the whole consent thing and the whole, like, yeah, like, you know, especially at 3 a.m., man. Like, I've been there, you know. Especially I've had my fair share of girls come over, not necessarily at 3 a.m., but they'll come over at night and do our thing. I think the funniest one was, I thought my parents weren't home. And then... So the door was wide open.
And oh!
Yeah. So it wasn't like my parents weren't home and they heard. My parents weren't home and they saw.
Ouch.
They saw and they heard. Anyways, the whole point of that...
Did they critique you on your form?
So, well...
I think come on, son. Put some back into it.
Have Arch. You learned nothing?
Come on, honey. I need you to arch your back just a little bit. Arch it.
It's but, official. I've raised nothing but disappointment.
So I think the weird part, though, was I was hoping my parents didn't hear, was because it just sounds odd. But it was just that general concern that she was saying, like, I don't know. I'm just scared that you're going to fuck me and then leave me. And I was like, well, I mean, I wasn't saying yes, I was. I wasn't saying no, I was.
I mean, so long as we both know that it's a possibility, can we get to it now?
I mean, again, there was really no... I mean, it wasn't like, hey, you want to come over and be my girl so we could have sex? Like, lose my virginity? Like, dude, come on, man. Like, I'm 27 at this point. Like, I don't need this.
Ugh.
So, there was a point to this. Anyway, so yeah, the point is, I was...
You gave her the point.
So I did give her the point. But it just sounded very, I guess, I don't know, when you have things like that, though, that conversation, when it's just a simple yes or no, I mean, whatever comes with it afterwards, it just happens. Whether, again, I guess it'd be a child for her, it was more of an attachment, so, but it was something I had to deal with. It was, I guess, secondary to a child. I don't think it's as bad as having a child.
But it's kind of like, oh, man. It's a little different when you live with somebody, you know what I mean? Like, it versus somebody that, like you're just dating or, you know, like they... And again, like...
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, if you're living together...
Yeah, and I can't believe... Then so that's what I agree with, what she said. They live in my house. You know, we can... They yeah. already said we can bang whenever. Like, why not take them up on that? And... Like, pretty much every girl that I've ever lived with told me at the beginning, like, you know, whenever we want, we can. I'm like, I took that as blanket approval. Like,
yeah,
you know, do what you got to do. But, like, in the end, it's going to be on you to, like, you know, if you're horny, you got to fix it one way or the other. Whether, you know, you hop in bed and, you know, you use the Cosby methodology and you're like a fucking ninja in and out. I didn't know you were there. Like, fucking so be it. You know, and it's going to happen to you too. But I think what they were talking about was more situational awareness than it was an actual, like, you know, known working methodology, right? Obviously, right. The Cosby method works. The Weinstein method works. They're proven.
Yeah.
I mean, at least that's what they're going
Oscar
for.
Winners. You know?
Oscar wieners?
Both. Outsourcing how many people cheat. You know, that.
Yeah.
You know, the puppet master, how many people still, you know, get hand and foot jobs when their partner's asleep?
Oh, yeah.
People you know, cheat. Like, oh, we're not raising our hands.
Oh, shoot. I mean,
so, like, the So there's those, but then that goes to like approach and situational awareness. Okay, so let me tell you the difference. The difference between approach and situational awareness is approach is something like this. Honey, does this rag smell like chloroform to you? You know, there's not a lot of debate. There's not a lot of negotiation needed.
Hardly any.
You know, not too much talking.
Straight squid.
Everybody's straight happy. And, you know, so that's an approach. Now, situational awareness, say you notice that your partner is slamming shots left and right. Instead of like kind of like souring the mood and asking how much have you had to drink tonight, how much more romantic and easygoing does this sound, honey? On a scale of 1 to butt sex.
Aww.
How drunk are you at this particular moment?
You are a hopeless romantic, Jester.
You see what I mean? Like, you see how much more nice that sounds and versus, like, how many fucking drinks have you had? Blah, 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 blah. Versus, yeah, we know you're going to get it tonight. It's just a matter of how.
Exactly. That's exactly. Yeah. And just going back to that caller, if you will, like, not to be too love-liney about it, but...
Dr. Drew. Go ahead.
They live together.
Right.
It sounds like this happens like often, maybe once a week, where they come home late. She's sleeping. She has to be aware that she should probably like make time in her schedule to fit it in at least once a week. Literally
once
fit
a
it
week.
In.
Holy
no,
shit.
Because you know that they're probably like they probably have a day or two where they're together and that's like their time. But,
you heard her. She sounded super Mexican. I guarantee you she has like three Sanchos on the side.
Probably. But it's like she knows this is going to happen. Why is she creating a problem? Create an answer. Create a solution. Don't create a problem.
I used to have an ex-girlfriend.
Be the flow.
Yes.
I used to. Oh, hey, the camera went off. Oh, no. So... I guess I used to have a girlfriend who was okay with that, and even in the sense of, and she took it like a champ, really. She really did. There are some days where you knew she was like tired, and it's just like, dude, we both work full-time jobs. We're both tired, and we both go out that night. We both hit out, I don't know, example, go downtown LA, go bar hopping, and we go back home, and then part of me already knows, like, do I want to ask? I'm trying to be courteous. I'm like, do I want to ask her? Is she down? Is she really that tired? And then I look at her, and she already knows in her head, she has this look of, fuck, my boyfriend's gonna ask me if he wants to have sex. And then I'm just like, and I look at her and she's like, and she doesn't even answer. She's like, yeah, let's go.
But it wasn't a team player right there. She is a team player.
That's taking one for the team. That's like what you agreed to when you got into a relationship. It's you didn't agree to have sex. You agreed to be there for the person when they needed you, and when their needs need you, that still counts.
Right.
Ergo, you're there for, you know, that person. So, I don't know, man. I think it counts.
I think it does.
I think she doesn't have a right to complain just because. I mean,
exactly.
It sounds
you said
like,
it perfectly.
I mean, she might just sounds like she's nagging. Which, again, it does sound very love-liney, but I think she just needs to talk to her boyfriend, man, mister.
Baby daddy.
Her boss, whoever this guy is. I don't know.
Right? You know, like, it just... I don't know, man. I think...
She's making a mountain out of a molehill is what she's doing.
Yeah.
I guarantee you they're fighting about it if she's in a relationship, and that's what prompted the call. Something fucking bug crawled up her ass.
Tired of you waking me up at 3 a.m. just to have sex.
Well, then fucking stay up a little longer. How fucking old are you? Are you 80? Do you need to go to bed at 4 p.m.? Goddamn.
I mean, if he really sucks in bed, he only needs like 30 seconds.
Right.
30
you know what
whole
I mean?
Seconds?
Yeah.
And he's fucking probably coming home with whiskey dick. Think about it. How long is it going to fucking take him to get it up? He's going to fucking... Yeah, maybe your pants will come down. But by the time he fucking finally gets it up, he'll be so tired, he'll fucking leave you alone. And all that'll happen is your pants will have been pulled down.
That's
so
okay.
Right? So your butt's a little cold for a little bit. I mean,
suck it up.
You know, it's just...
Just remind yourself, he's going to get tired eventually. He'll give up.
You know? I mean, what's the alternative? Yeah, he could jerk off. I mean, it's possible. I've I've heard that people do this when their partner doesn't want to put out. You know what I also heard people do when their partners don't put out? They cheat.
I've heard that.
You know what I mean? They cheat. So let's think about that one.
What's the lesser of two evils, bitch?
You know what I mean? It goes back to this. It's like with the right attitude and flexible morality, anything is possible.
Yep.
And agreed. You may just have a partner where their morality is pretty flexible, and you know that need is great enough, and you're not putting out.
Here's my question too. Almost like, is it like, are they having sex on a daily basis, or is there a lack of sex so that's the only time he feels he could ask for it?
Well, here's the thing. If they were having sex on a daily basis, it shouldn't be an issue, because then it's like, okay, here's my one, I get it once a day, right? Here's my one fucking time. You're going to tell me, no, I can't have my one time?
That's right. My question. So there has to be, there's something missing.
And you know what? Since technically it's 3 a.m. and I didn't use my time from yesterday,
double down.
I should get two today.
Yep.
Do you think about that? You're going to be
up 3 a.m. tomorrow.
You know what I mean? We could fucking do. Okay, what if it was my regularly scheduled time? Would you be bitching then?
Probably.
I mean,
depending on the
person. Yeah. I mean, not that she was bitching or anything, but it kind of did sound like bitching a little bit.
Yeah, she was bitching. She was bitching.
It sounded like she's nagging about something, and he's on our side about it. And it just sounds like she's trying to prove her point, which I guess in a tactful way she could prove her point, but she clearly didn't think about this whole situation at all, nor did she give context. So in my head, I just hear someone nagging.
Agreed.
And I know it sounds super, what's the word? Misogynist? Massage?
Anist?
Misogynist?
Word of the day.
Judge.
Word of the day. Misogynist. Not going to judge. Dude, I mean... So, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like maybe if she elaborates a little more, but from what it sounds like, just sounds like he's not getting his fill. And again, like you're saying, if she's not going to put out, he'll go get it somewhere else.
Yep.
There's $50 hookers out there.
I almost did it, ladies and gentlemen. I almost did it.
Almost.
The key word is almost, though.
You know what? I think before you make any decision like that, you should definitely go jerk off. You need that...
Yes,
post the clarity.
Yeah, that post jerk off clarity.
Post nut clarity.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it's called.
Post nut clarity. I always do that before a date, just so I don't feel so. What's the word?
Eager.
Like, eager. Yeah.
If you watch something about Mary, like, you know that you're supposed to do it before you go out on a date. Like,
any big date. Any date.
Oh, was I supposed to do the hair part too? Do I launch it in my hair?
Yeah.
Nice.
Save on gel.
Go to work. Hey, Ray, you have really nice hair today. Thanks.
Thank you.
Post-nut clarity.
By the way, I don't want to hook up at lunch.
BT-dubs.
BT-dubs. Not looking to hook up at work. Sorry, ladies.
I don't shit where I eat.
Oh, I wish I could say that.
I think a lot of us probably.
As a gay man, I eat where he shits.
I knew I saw you at work the day. That makes a lot of sense. I think I saw you in my office. Yeah.
I've been called an asshole.
You are what you eat.
That's right. I'm also a dick.
So you eat both.
But you won't ever call me a pussy. Every time.
Boom, scat.
That makes me cunty.
You're a bit cunty.
You're a bit cunty.
I guess. Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I'm enjoying the wordplay.
You know what I mean? So situational awareness would involve stuff like drugs, alcohol, a coma. A long day at work where they're just super exhausted. You know, the fact that they had to go to sleep horny for a week because you were out of town. You know, things like that. That constitutes situational awareness.
Like, yeah. That is very true. What if she was on a business trip for a whole week? I've had to deal with that.
Right? I mean, I've dealt with the not coma sex. I mean, like, I can imagine there's pros to that. If mm-hmm. you're into weird, again, if you're into weird shit like mm-hmm, feet, mm-hmm. you know.
I've never had coma sex. You know, do I want that on my bucket list?
Who are they going to tell? You know?
Nobody.
If you're like, you know, you like butt sex and she doesn't, I mean, wake up and do something about it. Like, otherwise, you know, we'll hear no bitching.
Keep it to yourself.
You know, I mean, if I was really thinking about it, not that I've thought about shit like that, but
I mean, looking at where this conversation's going,
or done it like a 2-minute warning on it or anything,
right?
I think that was one of the topics for the 2-minute warning that made me like, Jesus Christ. I looked at it and just the title when I pulled it out of the fucking hat and it said like what are the benefits of coma sex, and I'm like,
endless.
I'm like, wow.
I'm gonna Google this right now, actually.
I'm like, I don't want
that on your search history.
No, what I wanted was, I was like, what I was gonna say is, I don't even wanna know which one of you picked that.
Shut up.
I mean, it sounds like a, like, probably, like, if I had money on it, maybe I would say Jasmine, like, probably put that one in the hat. I don't know. Like, I don't know if Pepper would have,
It is one of Google's top searches, just so you know.
The gross benefits of coma sex? You know what? I'll put the link to the episode where I had to do that 2-minute warning.
On the coma scale?
It's still up there. All of our episodes are still up on the site, on the riceandbeanscast.com. And we have links to our YouTube. And this is if you haven't checked it out already. There's links to our YouTube. Our YouTube has stuff like the condensed version or the premise for this show. That was recorded and posted for the Leak podcast as a response to the call that we ended up talking about tonight. Again, like, we had sat there and we listened to it and it was really funny. And so we had already talked about a lot of that stuff on previous episodes. So I, you know, we all combined everything that we said and, you know, I recorded the unified message from everybody here at Rice and Beans.
Which was amazing, by the way.
Which, by the way, can I share a fun fact about coma sex?
Yes, go ahead.
Always.
Per TandF Online, 34.5% of coma patients make a moderate to good recovery.
If they don't have sex?
If they do.
Oh, if they do have sex?
Benefit of coma sex.
So it might bring them out of the coma? Is that the thing?
Yep.
Shut the fuck up.
At least it brings them to at least maybe like semi. I mean, I guess like, I don't know what the scale is from moderate to good or good to moderate.
I mean, like, if it there's a chance that it's gonna wake them up from the coma, I'm like, why the fuck is it illegal?
I mean,
that's gonna be the slippery slope there. Not if they live in your house and it's 3 a.m. If you're like married and they're in a coma, like,
yes.
Okay, see, that's the fucking question. So,
like, on your driver's license, when it has like a donor, like an organ donor, it should also, like, there should be a sticker there for coma sex giver.
You know, like, what?
To a spouse.
You know what? I'm gonna say this. Okay, so Kalik and everybody at the League podcast, here's our question, our collective question. Fuck 3 a.m. sex. What about coma sex? So you're married?
What about?
You're married? Your partner's in a coma? What's up? Yes or no?
Can just you, so you know,
slam it home, want, or?
If you want big words, it is called intense multisensory stimulation on coma arousal and recovery.
The benefits of coma sex.
The benefits of coma sex, elaborate. Please and thank you.
Rice and beans, ladies and gentlemen. Rice and beans.
Look how far we've come. We're breaking boundaries.
My God.
Are we not?
Our parents would be so proud.
I'm pretty sure my parents were proud when they walked in on me having sex.
Not with the notes they took.
One of them was proud. The other one was like, really? Are you serious? I thought I taught you better than that. That's official. I've raised nothing but disappointment.
Yeah,
that
sounds like something my mom would say.
How is she, by the way?
She's actually doing pretty great. She said she saw you yesterday.
I see her often.
Oh.
Out and about. Very nice lady.
Yeah. No 3 a.m. visits, though?
No, not recently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm in a committed relationship, which means I've been committed. And I'm in a relationship.
Oh, no. I mean, you could just come over and have food.
Yeah, that's true.
She makes really good rice and beans.
I believe it.
Aw. You know what?
Rice and beans podcast.
I was looking at my notes, and I happened to have a sticky for, I guess, when I was trying to brainstorm on, or not brainstorm, but kind of like come up with different topics for the 2 minute warning to throw in the hat, and I mm-hmm. think Jasmine and I were talking, and I started writing down like stuff about like comas or like sex or like just random things, but I think we were talking, and then she took like two of the words that I said and like put them together, and then I'm pretty sure that's how that came up, because. Unless you threw that one in there, I'm pretty sure Pepper didn't.
Of course I didn't.
And I know for sure I didn't, so my process of elimination, the Asian would be proud of me, I'm doing math.
Yes, look at that. Your number skills?
See, it does help to have an Asian friend.
Yes.
So, anyways, I think... The benefits of coma sex, since the guitar guy was reading, I'm like, they don't say no to butt sex, no problems with taking facials, if you're into feet, boom, instant guilt-free foot jobs, yeah. Role play, cosplay, if you want to fuck Darth Vader, you can, and it's all guilt-free.
They can't say no.
So, yeah, I guess that'll be the question then. Instead of 3 a.m. sex, I think, what about coma sex?
Yay or nay?
What about coma sex?
So, we'll touch base with those guys at the League Podcast this week and see what they have to... What they have to say about it. Maybe we'll have Kalik back next week or something and see if we can elaborate on that and see what other...
Hopefully. That was some good times when they were here.
Yeah. Yeah. I like their... the question segment a lot. And they wanted to have us over to answer some of these questions. And the first question that I asked him was, are you sure?
Yeah. Do you know what you're getting into?
Oh, like, have you heard the show, right? Like, it's
there are no boundaries here, sir.
I'm like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how pissed off do you want your listeners to be when we're done? Like,
it's not so much a scale of 1 to 10; it's a scale of 1 to witty.
Are one to offensive.
1 to everybody in his fan base sends us an emoji with a finger.
I can't wait.
This will be great.
That's what we should have as merit badges: is the fucking finger.
How many middle fingers can Cookie get today?
Seven.
Oh, man. Don't ask, you'll gag.
Yes. Oh. You better swallow.
He gets too excited.
We are going to start doing more things regularly now that schedules are coming back to normal. We just had a bunch of crazy side business travel, so... the guitar guy got locked up for a while, so we had to take a little break.
I just learned that trying to smuggle drugs in from Mexico and just isn't as easy as the movies make it out to be, all right?
right?
Cookie told you to clench really tight.
And you clenched kind of tight.
You know what? I'm not used to things going up there, all right?
So you should be able to clench tight,
bitch. I was uncomfortable. It was my... I have a bad
How do you think
face.
Cookie felt? You know how much money he lost in that deal?
Yes. Yeah. Asshole.
Sorry.
Two more years with grandma now. Thanks. Sorry, husband, can't move out with you this week. Guitar guys didn't clinch tight enough.
Yep, sorry. Again, I have a bad poker face. I'm pretty sure Border Patrol saw
it. It wasn't your face that was the problem.
Right?
Yeah.
So anyways, guys.
It was the back end.
We are going to be doing this, and we are going to be more active on social media. I don't know if you've been checking out our Instagram. It's Rice and Beans Podcast. On Instagram, and we have been posting more videos lately, and trying to get on there like we said we would at the beginning of the season. So, you know, the guitar guy is going to post, I'm going to continue to post, Cookie's going to post some stuff too. So, you know, you get to see what we see and the things that we find funny, maybe some, you know, clues as to what's going to be on, you know, upcoming episodes. So keep tuning in, and we're going to keep being back here at least once a week, maybe every other week. But we're going to definitely shoot, I think, for once a week. And hopefully we can get Jasmine back in here pretty soon. She's still working the railroad.
Picking the rice fields?
No. I think she still works in the automotive industry. So. Oh.
We're making racist jokes. Damn it.
Which is weird, right? You would figure, like, you know, accounting.
Yeah.
You know, something maybe in the nail spa, salon.
Dry cleaning. Donut shop. I can go all day.
She could be a nurse. She could,
tutor.
She could
teacher.
Be delivering mail.
Yes.
None of these things.
Some stereotypes aren't always negative.
Right?
That's what I'm saying.
Good for her.
So, you know, hopefully we're going to get, you know, our cast rotating through. The guitar guy is going to come through and when he can. And we're going to have the Beauty Herald winning in too. Cookie and I will be on, will be here as always. And I'm sure Pepper and Catalina V will also rotate through. So I've got plenty of good shows coming up. And we're going to start having some raffles coming up pretty soon. Got some things cooking, and might mean some cool stuff, some cool free stuff for you. And all you got to do is listen to the show, and we'll have a contest, like a mini contest every so often, and we'll give away some free stuff.
Free stuff? What?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it'll play off to listen to our stupid bullshit in the end. So until next week, take a tote and watch all your worries go up in smoke.
Bye-bye.